Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we're going to talk about a memo from the House Majority PAC and what it means. We'll go over the important part of the content of the memo and then talk about the conventional wisdom behind it, and there might be something else going on there. This is prompted by the question of, is this a good move? Is this the right play to release this plan for 2024 this early? If you don't know what the House Majority PAC is, it is the Democratic Party's PAC aimed at getting the House majority. That one's pretty simple. In their memo, they identified a number of districts in various states that they're going to target in 2024. I'll go over those real quick. Arizona, districts 1 and 6. California, 27, 40, 41, 45. Iowa, 3. Michigan, 10. Nebraska, 2. New Jersey, 7. New York, districts 1, 3, 4, 17, 19, and 22. Oregon, 5. Pennsylvania, 1. And Virginia, 2. Sure, these are places they might be able to make up some gains. They might be able to get somewhere here. Conventional wisdom is that this is just them plotting out their course and showing that, hey, we've got a plan to get the majority back in 2024. And yeah, that's probably part of it. These are definitely locations where they stand a chance of doing it. Putting it out this early, is that why they put it out? It was to show that they have a plan? I don't know, maybe a little. But it might also be something else. It might be a message to the people in these districts, to those representing these districts. Remember, the Republican majority in the House is super thin. It wouldn't take a lot of Republicans to cross over to help the Democratic Party either pass or block something. If you're in a vulnerable district, you might be more willing to do that, especially if you know the opposition party has already identified you as being in a vulnerable position. One way to kind of shore up support is to move towards them a little bit. Maybe if you play ball with them a little bit, well, it's not worth their time to devote a bunch of resources to defeat you. I would imagine that a lot of the people in these districts over the next couple of years will be mentioned as Republicans who cross the aisle in an attempt to solidify their position among a base that is possibly one that can be shifted, and also in hopes of making it not worth the expenditure to really go after them to defeat them, because they've been nice to the Democrats in the past. That's probably more what the memo's about, my read. The conventional wisdom is just them trying to energize the base and say, hey, we're going to get the House back and all of that. I don't think so. I think this is more of a message. Like, if you want to...
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Get off this list. You better be one of the people that cross the aisle every once in a while. Otherwise, we're going to devote a whole bunch of money to defeating you because you're vulnerable. Probably a smart play. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.